Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, inviting for a stroll. Jerusalem sees similar conditions with just a light breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outside, with clear skies and comfortable temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the family of Yehuda Katz. Katz, who went missing 44 years ago during the First Lebanon War, was recently laid to rest following the recovery of his remains by the IDF. Also earlier today, Bloomberg reports that Russia is preparing for an escalation in missile attacks. This comes amid growing concerns in Moscow that negotiations are off the table. Also this hour, reports from I-24 News indicate that Hamas is actively rebuilding tunnels in Gaza. Separately, a second Reform synagogue in Israel has had its windows broken. The mayor of Ramat HaSharon emphasizes the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. This was reported by JTA. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the pro-Israel wing of House Democrats has gained more influence on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz noted his potential to help steer U.S. policy on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared that Hakeem Jeffries, the top Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Foreign Affairs, stated today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows a new Dutch law banning trade with certain Israeli territories. Bilaz News reported earlier today that the expulsion of Dutch diplomats in response to this legislation has been sanctioned by Prime Minister Netanyahu. Dutch personnel have been given a week to leave Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the visit by Prime Minister Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post reports that he met with the family of Yehuda Katz, whose remains were recently brought home after 44 years missing in Lebanon. This solemn visit underscores the long-standing commitment to account for Israeli soldiers lost in past conflicts. It highlights the enduring impact of such recoveries on bereaved families. Turning to the situation in Russia, Bloomberg suggests that the Kremlin is gearing up for increased military action. This comes as diplomatic negotiations appear to have stalled. The implications could lead to further instability in the region, with potential ripple effects on global security. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that Hamas is actively reconstructing tunnels in Gaza. This development could escalate tensions between Israel and Gaza. It poses a significant security concern for Israeli border communities. In a related development, JTA reported on the vandalism of a second Reform synagogue in Israel. The mayor of Ramat HaSharon stressed the importance of tolerance and pluralism in the city. Such incidents raise concerns about religious intolerance within the country. Finally, Axios highlights the growing influence of House Democrats' pro-Israel faction. Representative Jared Moskowitz's new position could shape future U.S. policy towards Israel. This shift may impact U.S.-Israel relations in the coming months. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that a dispute has arisen over insurance claims for 8 luxury cars burned in an arson attack. Auto Premium insists that Migdal should cover the $1.6 million damage, though the insurer disputes this. Separately, Globes reports that SanDisk is transferring jobs from Israel to India. This move affects dozens of employees at its Kfar Sava Development Center as part of broader organizational changes. And finally, Walla Business reveals that employee monitoring software may be sharing data with companies like Facebook and a Russian firm. Researchers from leading U.S. universities found this concerning link, raising privacy issues for employees. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.